So Black Cat is a one-woman show where you follow Ruby. Ruby is the Aboriginal woman across time. You follow her on her journey, starting pre-coronation or first impact through to today, Aboriginal woman of the 21st century.
Is Ruby a reflection of you or a reflection of your people? What made you decide to bring Ruby into the performance?
Ruby, yes, she's a reflection of me and a reflection of my people and of our, I guess, fight and our resilience, of our hardship and of our beauty in our intelligence and being able to overcome and to keep going. So what I'm looking at throughout the show is transgenerational trauma. Mm. Stemming from first impact, I guess, colonisation, and then the effects of that it has on our people and the policies that have then come after that and how that all affects us today and how that's passed down to our blood, to our DNA.
And then I guess living between the worlds, obviously that would come into it as well with that really old cultural knowledge that's passed down, and then also having to navigate in our contemporary world that we are now. Is that something personally that you find a challenge as well, having to travel between the worlds?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, trying to find that balance of family life and living in the Western world and cultural life. And yeah, exactly, absolutely. I find that challenging. But yeah, you know, having my family, having my friends and going on country and being supported by mob here helps me to keep going, to keep strong.
And so yeah. Do you call yourself an actor or an actress? I wanted to ask you, a lot of people have their own way of identifying with their roles.
I know. It's just funny because people often joke about that. Are you an actress or are you an actor? But yeah, I guess you can just use both terms. But traditionally, I guess it's just an actor, but actress, actor. Yeah, it's really essentially the same thing, a storyteller.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone who transforms and tells a story. Essentially is what our people traditionally have done across time in terms of passing on our knowledge and our stories.
Because it's almost that shape-shifting thing, you know, that goes on when you, as an actor or an actress, that you actually move into that role and you're,
yeah.
But you know, you show that reflection of yourself, but then you're also being someone else as well. So you've got a really extensive experience as an actor. We are seeing you everywhere now and it's wonderful. You're very, I've got a very prominent, I guess, profile as an actor now. And as an Aboriginal woman, can you just talk about some of the challenges that you've endured? You know, obviously you've worked very hard, some of the challenges that you've endured to find a place within the industry?
Yeah, I guess the challenges that I find within the industry as an Aboriginal woman is being given roles outside of the stereotype, outside of what people perceive an Aboriginal person to be and be portrayed as. So challenging people on their views as to what that is and how that is delivered. But I've been really lucky with the work that I have been involved in. I've been able to have my say and go, well, actually, that's not really going to work or negotiate a good kind of middle ground, if that makes sense.
Mm. With the production crew that you've got for Black Cat, it's quite an amazing production crew. I'm just looking through. I mean, you've got Pauline Wyman and
Deborah Chedden.
There's just a whole list, you know, amazing. So obviously, even though it is a solo performance, you wouldn't feel very isolated in putting it together because you've got such a huge crew that's really been part of putting this performance together.
Yeah, I have an amazing team. Like, I guess when I got the go-ahead for, like, yes, I'm a part of the festival and, you know, I was like, all right, who are the people that I would love to work with? And, yeah, so I just approached the people that are now on my team and was like, this is my project, this is my idea, I would love you to come on board, and just worked out that they were available. And yeah, I'm so happy to have the people that I do have on my team, and they're helping to make everything that's been going on, that I've been dreaming about, that's been simmering in my head and come to life. They're helping take the words off the page and onto the floor. So, yeah, exciting.
And you also include the Gamilaroi language
your
performance. And you've got family members who are involved in supporting with language consultancy. So that's exciting. And I'm really looking forward to seeing your performance. So were you brought up with the language, or is it something that you're still working on and evolving with?
So with my grew up learning my songs and dances, Gamilaroi songs and dances. So I was lucky to have that. So yeah, so still learning my songs and still learning my language.
You've got an amazing background with the level of experience. I mean, you know, you've had different roles in performance and dance, and we've seen you on advertisements, we've seen you as a model, we've seen you out on the street also, you know, protesting for your people. You know, you've got quite a diverse experience. And when you were a little girl growing up, what was your goal? Did you want to be an actress or an actor?
No, I wanted to be a netball player, and I wanted to be on the Australian netball team.
Wow.
I wanted to be a professional netball player.
Do you still play netball?
No, not anymore, but I played up until I was like 18, 19 for state and all that kind of stuff. But then I just kind of grew out of it, I guess. I love netball. I do. But yeah, I kind of just fell in love with acting and performing, and that's where I am now.